I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Beginning next Tuesday, the 25th of February, is the critically acclaimed show Hirsch. It was co-created by Paul Thompson and my guest now, Alon Nashman, who stars as the show's title character, John Hirsch. Born in Hungary in 1930, Hirsch was the sole survivor of his family, all of whom died in the Holocaust. He ended up in Winnipeg and co-founded the Manitoba Theatre Centre. He went on to Toronto, Stratford, Shaw, the National Arts Centre, and the United States directing. Hirsch died in 1989 from AIDS, yet he's considered a giant in the Canada's theatrical community. I'll ask Mr. Nashman about this show, about Hirsch's work, temperament, and personality, and more. Alon Nashman is an award-winning actor, director, and producer, and a graduate of from the National Theatre School. The website for more is at alonnashman.com. Hirsch is presented as part of the Chutzpah Festival, the 25th of February to the 1st of March 2014 at the Firehall Arts Centre. Visit firehallartscenter.ca for tickets and information. Please welcome to the Plant Online program in Toronto today, Alon Nashman. Mr. Nashman, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
Have you worked out here very much?
I have performed at the Roundhouse.
I see.
In a show called The Snow Queen, which is based on Hans Christian Andersen's story, set for a string quartet and actor. What else have I done in the neighborhood? I mean, I unfortunately haven't done much work in Vancouver.
But you come here often, do you? For
I actually do. I was at the Push Festival last year, and I've got family out in Vancouver, so I've seen a number of shows, and pretty impressed with the community you've got.
When they talk about Canadian theater, as we will in when we talk about Hirsch in a moment, is that, because one wonders whenever they talk about anything Canadian, do they really mean Toronto or Montreal? Do they mean Vancouver as well? I mean, in Vancouver, is there, in the theater that you see here, is it Canadian theater, do you think?
Well, John Hirsch, if anybody, was a champion of what you could call Western Canadian theater. He put Winnipeg on the map, theatrically speaking, and I mean, as far as he was concerned, it didn't matter which coast you were on, the potential was there for doing the highest end work. So he actually was the artistic director of the Seattle Theater, the Seattle Repertory Company, along with Dan Sullivan, who became his protege, and is now one of the most successful Tony Award-winning directors in America. So for Hirsch, you know, Vancouver theater was very much a piece of Canadian theater, and from my own perspective, what's been happening in Vancouver is amongst the most innovative work that's being done all across the country, certainly in English Canada. And the Push Festival is a terrific case in point, and as is the Chutzpah Festival, in which Hirsch will be performing. Chutzpah focuses on Jewish-themed work from many disciplines, but it's all cutting-edge, and quite a lot of it's local.
How did Hirsch view theater? I mean, was there... I mean, he's certainly a seminal figure in Canadian theater. Did he view it as, say, similar to the American style or the British style, or was it something altogether different that the Canadians brought to theatrical performance?
Yeah, that's such a good question, because he was a European. His earliest memories and, let's say, influences in the theater were from Budapest and traveling troops from Russia, Poland, and elsewhere in Czechoslovakia that came through through Budapest at that time. But when he came to Canada, he embraced our culture and our voices, our stories, and our way of speaking as much as, if not more than, anyone who was born to that culture. So when he was in Stratford, he encouraged actors to speak the way they did at home or on the street when they reached the stage. They didn't have to put on a mid-Atlantic accent and pretend that they were pseudo-Brits. He detested Canadians trying to be anything other than what they were. And so he was very much a part of creating not only the culture of acting, but the culture of playwriting in Canada. He was one of the first to commission Canadian plays to be performed at the Stratford Festival.
I read somewhere that, I guess you were 15 when you first encountered Hirsch in the theater?
Yeah, I was a theater pup, and I was definitely, I took myself to the theater and took out subscriptions here and there, and one of the shows I saw when I was a kid, when I was 15, was The Dybbuk, his production, which originated in Winnipeg and eventually went to Los Angeles and was one of the top 10 plays of the year in Time magazine. But that production, when I saw it in Toronto, opened my eyes and my mind to, first of all, some kind of great, epic acting, but also to telling Jewish stories on the stage, something I had never really considered coming from my own Jewish background.
And so growing up, I mean, he was a big deal in and around Toronto, right?
Oh, yeah. He had been artistic director of the Stratford Festival in the 60s. And when I was growing up in the 70s, he was the head of the CBC Drama based in Toronto. And he had directed for a number of the major theaters in Toronto. Also, he had directed in New York at the Lincoln Center. He'd won an Obie Award. And so he was an international director, but based, you could say, in Toronto.
And then the list of actors that he worked with, I mean, that includes people like Len Carew and Brian Bedford, Zoe Caldwell, Maggie Smith as well, right?
Yeah, Maggie Smith actually saw the show in Stratford.
Saw Hirsch.
And she saw Hirsch,
yeah.
And she came backstage to talk to me afterward, and she said it was like going to a seance, that she really felt that I'd captured him. But she also had to tell me that she adored working with him, and that when he directed her in Three Sisters, she said, "Where has this man been all my life?"
So what did he do for actors in terms of being a director, especially someone like Maggie Smith, who I'm assuming this would have been in the 70s. She had already been an established actress on the stage and screen, right?
Yeah, I would say that, if anything, he challenged actors. And that can be difficult, because not everyone is ready to rise to the challenge. Not everybody feels encouraged by being challenged. And I think in her case, she had all of the confidence of a Tony Award-winning, Oscar-winning actress at that moment, and she was able to take his direction and soar with it, as were many other actors. But some people found his style of directing abrasive, and actually they felt put down by him and discouraged in some ways.
And so the actors that found his style challenging and liked it even, did that automatically mean a good performance, say?
Well, I mean, the theater is alchemical. You never know when the gods will shine their lights on a particular performance or a particular production. But by and large, what he was able to pull out of actors was something that came from deep within them, that was very intelligent, that was sometimes very different from other interpretations. And I think that in many cases, people did their best work under him.
Paul Thompson is your the co-creator of the show. What was his connection to Hirsch?
He first met Hirsch in the 60s. They were at Stratford at the same time. John was one of the co-artistic directors, and Paul was a directing intern or an assistant director. And I wouldn't say that they became best of friends, but they had a respect for each other. They came from two very different perspectives and approaches to theater. John worked in the established theaters doing classic plays. Paul worked in the non-established theaters, let's say, all of the new theaters of Canada. And it was instrumental in creating plays through the collective method, plays that did not have a script, that were invented by improvisation. And so the two of them couldn't be more different in style, but they share a passion and they share a mutual respect. And Paul always thought that John's story was a huge national story that had to be told, and I was blessed to be the guy he chose to tell it.
Now, Hirsch has been dead nearly 25 years, and you know, you have a new generation, say, of theater goers who obviously have never met him or were alive when he was born, or when he was alive, I should say. There's something in the show, from what I've read, that says we ought to remember him, and I'm wondering, as a person who plays him every night, do you have a sense of why we should remember him?
Well, we have sometimes a sort of amnesia. Let's say in Canada, we don't really remember the heroes on whose shoulders we stand, and that we didn't just get to where we are by snapping our fingers. There were struggles to create the institutions that we cherish today, or perhaps even react against today. And Hirsch was one of those prime movers and motivators, and as I said, a champion of Canadian storytelling. So for everyone today who is engaged in theater, for everyone who attends theater, we owe him a great debt. And his story it's enlivening, and it's instructive, and it's entertaining. I think it's galvanizing for those of us who want to take the Canadian story in theater and into the future.
Now, the show, everywhere it's played, has been received quite well. Even in Winnipeg, where I guess he'd spent his formative years, right?
Yeah, that was a challenge, because I thought these people knew him better than I did, so I better get it right. And we had a good time, because a lot of new stories came out of the woodwork, some of which could find their way into the show.
Yeah. There's a YouTube video of you playing Hirsch going around these places in Winnipeg. you know,
very silly, but yeah. I mean, we had some footage of Hirsch wandering around the streets or teaching or directing in Winnipeg, and we tried to recreate some of them, as well as visit the houses that he lived in, and like pay pilgrimage to his favorite restaurants, and in a certain sense, ghost the town with him again. And a little video was made of that, which hasn't gone viral yet, but who knows, after this broadcast.
You're wearing, what is that thing that you're wearing? It's like a coat?
I'm wearing a buffalo skin coat, which is what the police in Winnipeg used to wear, but Hirsch famously got his hands on one of them, and it became an icon of his presence in Winnipeg. In fact, he was a very tall, skinny man, and he didn't take to the cold that well, so he wore that buffalo skin coat through a lot of the year.
Yeah. And the voice is something else that one notices. I've seen clips of the show. How did you get that? I mean, I'm assuming that that's how he sounded in real life, right?
he did, and there are quite a few recordings of him giving talks and interviews on TV, and I was able to mimic his voice. which is sort of hybrid. It is, of course, a Hungarian accent, but naturalized, and in fact, his English was very sophisticated. He won the top prize for literature in the MA program at the University of Manitoba. So it's an interesting accent, one which I very much enjoy playing, but every time I do the show, I get some Hungarians correcting me on the way I pronounce certain words in Hungarian in the show. So I'm still working on it.
It seems like it strains the voice, does it?
You know what? It doesn't have to, and that's part of my training.
I see.
or my warm up. I have to find a way to do it twice in a day, and I can't let it strain my voice too much.
You also went to Hungary, I understand, and I'm wondering what that experience was, including the one going to Winnipeg and being Hirsch. I mean, those both experiences must have inspired something in performing this character.
Yeah, there are some aspects in his life that I only understood from being in Budapest, and then I also visited the little town where he was born, Siófok, which is a little resort town on Lake Balaton. And there's a part of the play where Hirsch has to paint out the stars in the synagogue of his youth. This is during the Second World War, and the Arrow Cross soldiers, who were Hungary's version of the Nazis, were, you know, they were really closing in on the Jewish community, and one of the ways that they were oppressing them was that they had to, in a certain sense, destroy their own synagogue. Well, when I went to the synagogues in Budapest, and I saw them restored with the stars painted on the ceiling, I almost, you know, burst out in tears, because it's just so palpable what he was forced to do, what he was forced to witness, and the incredible loss that is symbolized by those stars, but that was manifest in so many human lives snuffed out.
So this experience of playing Hirsch really has probably changed your ways as an actor, as a director as well, has it?
Absolutely, because Hirsch had this take no prisoners attitude and suffer no fools. I would say that I've had to up my game. I've had to strive to be as good as he would have wanted me to be.
Yeah. It's such a fascinating life to read about, and one's looking forward to the show a great deal. It's been a pleasure talking to you today, Alan, and break a leg, as they say.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
The website for alannashman.com. Tickets and information can be had at firehallartscenter.ca. Alan Nashman. Join me on the line from Toronto and Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plante.